always supporting local MMA. You're listening to Full Guard Fight Radio.
Why, thank you, Don. Thank you for that lovely introduction tonight of Full Guard Fight Radio, coming to you live from the MMA Madhouse Production Studio, Saturday night. I'm here with my buddy, who's probably in his underwear somewhere in the United States, Jason London. How's it going, brother?
I am not in my underwear yet. I mean, it's early. It's only 10:32 here in the United States. I am actually standing in my driveway with shorts and a T-shirt on before the end of the show. I promise you I will be in my underwear. So I'm good, Carl. How are you, man? Saturday night, Full Guard Fight Radio, MMA Productions, Studios. I'm jealous. You're up there and I'm down here. What's up, my friend?
Not a heck of a lot. Just ready to do this, have some fun. No, tonight we got Rick Cullip joining us. He's the owner, promoter of Ultimate Reno Combat. Then after him, we should have Ryan Ford, who's the new Aggression Fighting Championship welterweight champion, joining us. And then
what a great fight!
And
what a great fight it was last night.
Last week, yeah, it was a great fight last week. AFC 20 went on last night in Calgary. I caught some of that. A good friend of ours, Marcus Aurelio, his brother fought on the card, Marcus Vinicius, another capoeira superstar, and he looked fabulous last night.
Is there only three people in all of Canada? It's like Marcus, Marcus, and Carl. That's it. That's all you guys have.
Could be. I don't know. There's only four of us in this. Only four of us in this country, so. So what's happening down your we got a GFL to give away tonight.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about it. We need to apologize to GFL. We were supposed to give it away last week. We got so caught up in talking to Sabah and I I can't remember who the hell else we talked to last week, but we got all cranked up talking to actually I'll tell you exactly when we were supposed to give it away. We're supposed to give it away during Bragg and Jimmy. And Bragg and Jimmy come on, and these two hillbillies start cutting down, freestyles on the radio. And I got all excited. We forgot to give it away. So tonight we're giving away a GFL pay-per-view. And whoever supports Full Guard Fight Radio, MMA Madhouse, knows how we do with GFL.TV. I mean, these guys just put on incredible, incredible events. Every week, 3, 4, 5 events a week, they do incredible stuff. So tonight, we are going to give away, I promise, we are going to give away an pay-per-view from GFL.TV. So I don't know when we're going to do it. It might be soon, sooner than later, but
wait a few minutes here, maybe five or 10 minutes. As soon as you hear the chickens clucking, then it's time to call in. How's that sound?
The chicken. Now, let me ask you, is it going to be a live chicken out of the coop, or is it going to be like a man-made chicken sound?
No, these are live chickens. I'll just go squeeze one or something.
Carl, we are 5 minutes in. We are 5 minutes in tonight, and we haven't even talked about the people that make it possible for us to do this. You and I get a chance to talk every week because of some great people. Jax Media does an incredible job for you guys, for Full Guard Fight Radio, for whoever else wants to be a part of them. JaxMedia.ca, Cast Iron Supplements, trying to get a little fat burners and trying to drop a few pounds here. I want to see my feet before 2014. Christ, we're in 2013. I haven't seen my feet yet. But Cast Iron Supplements does a great job. They ship free to the United States. I know, a lot of times international shipping, I do a lot of business on eBay. I know international shipping is an issue. Cast Iron Supplements, no issue. Pro-Am Belts, the sickest championship belts, the sickest titles come from Pro-Am Belts. GFO, we already talked about those guys. I mean, they're just incredible. And Intimidation Clothing. We got some great sponsors that keep us on the air week to week. You and I talked last night about a bunch of bull crap, and we talked about 6 of 7 days we have people on the air through MMA Madhouse Productions. And a lot of these same people that are sponsoring our show sponsor those shows. So show some love to these guys. JacksMedia.ca. I mean, we're not going to hold it against him that it's a Canadian website because he does incredible, incredible work. You can find his work all over MMA Madhouse. Cast iron supplements, Pro-Am belts, GFL, and intimidation clothing. So we're 6 minutes in. We forgot to thank him already, Carl. We're already slacking.
Uh-oh. Here, Don's got something to say about that.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
Thank you, Don.
All right, let me ask you a question, Carl. Let me ask a question. Is that Don's voice? Is that Don from... Let me ask. I don't even know how you do what you do, and I don't really want to know. You're like the wizard. You're like the man behind the curtain. But that guy, like, I fell in love with that guy's voice shortly after I heard it. That guy's incredible, and you got him here doing plugs for our sponsors. I wish I had, like, some button I could push that would give, like, some pseudo clap, but I don't. So golf clap to you, my friend. Golf clap to you.
Golf clap. I don't want the clap.
You can get rid of it with an antibiotic. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Been there, done that.
So, Carl, listen, I've been stewing on something for about 6 days, 7 days, I think. Last week we were on the air. We're just going into – it's 10:30, so we're already a couple fights in. And listen, here at MMA Madhouse, we are not Zuffa Zombies. We are not, somebody who, focuses so much of our attention. We don't focus any attention on the UFC and what they're doing. We really, truly – I mean, let's not kid ourselves. We're all UFC fans. We're all MMA fans. We all know what's going on. They're the barometer that kind of pushes the needle throughout. But last week, last night, I hear a lot of this, for lack of a better term, some bullshit that's being talked about. Some kind of garbage, some taking a fall, some taking money in the bank kind of stuff. Last night, TJ Grant was taken out of the fight with Benson Henderson, so Anthony Pettis can be put into that fight. Everybody's talking about a work. Last week, Anderson Silva, finger quotes, laid down for, holy crap, Chris Weidman. I almost forgot who the new champion. Is it so nondescript to me? I just got to say, I love the sport of MMA. I love jiu-jitsu, karate, all the disciplines, wrestling. I got to be honest. This is a little self-disclosure here on the radio. I hold the pin for the fastest, the record for the fastest pin in my high school's existence. I mean, I'm in the record books. I'm on the wall. I was pinned in 4 seconds. I didn't pin anybody. I was pinned in 4 seconds. So I'm not I've never been a wrestler. I can't even fight my way out of a bag. I love this sport. I love everything about it. I follow this sport more than any other. I have tattoos all over my body. One is of a baseball. One is of Gary Carter. A lot of baseball representation on my body because I love that sport. But this sport, MMA, consumes me. I don't do a baseball show. I don't do any of that stuff. So when I hear that people are taking falls. People are getting a payout. People are you know, rolling over, this and that and the other. I feel like I'm listening to Vince McMahon. I feel like, you know, we're watching, you know, predetermined outcomes and events. I really can't see how – I really don't want to see, I guess, Carl, that we have possibly some predetermined, some you know, some scripted fights, events. You know, it breaks my heart, man. It really breaks my heart to think that I've spent so much time, effort, and money on being a fan of this sport that we possibly could be being duped, could be just, you know, sheep. And you've said, and when I say you, I mean the brass at MMA Madhouse, who is very unbiased, who, you know, supports all MMA. I mean, clearly, we focus strictly on local MMA, and really, MMA Madhouse has been the people that just push MMA in its purest form over, you know, over the top. And when I hear that there possibly could be some work, and it just breaks my heart. And I wonder, not that I wonder, it reaffirms the fact that I love MMA Madhouse and I love local MMA, because I know for a fact Ryan Ford, when he and I talk tonight, he is going to tell me there is no chance that he has ever thrown a fight, that he has ever taken money to throw a fight. I know for a fact that when, you know, I talked to the owner of Ultimate Reno Combat tonight, Rick, I'm going to pronounce his name incorrectly, Carl. Cullup, I'm sorry. Rick Cullup, he's going to tell me he's never, ever, ever paid a fighter to roll over, to pull out of an event. I mean, if you look at Twitter last night, it was just inundated with money in the bag and money in the bank, and, yeah, TJ Ford is really hurt, and, you know, never, ever have I ever seen that in any single event that MMA Madhouse has been a part of, any single event that we have supported, any time in the recent past that has been supported by MMA Madhouse. So I guess what I'm chomping on tonight is just the fact that there is no other reason that you shouldn't support local MMA, shouldn't follow. I mean, GFL is the prime example. These guys give you fight after fight after fight after fight, weekly, daily, monthly, yearly. I mean, you know, you buy it today, you get it forever. You know, my son's 6. I'll buy a fight this weekend, and he'll watch it when he's 15. That not one of these fighters is going to be paid in, you know, there's going to be anything but just straight fighting. So I guess what I'm bitching about tonight, you know, maybe this is a segment that we should talk about. It's just, you know, London's bitching about something. I'm just going to bitch about, really, truly, I got to worry about turning on a TV, spending $50 or $60 that somebody might just take some money to not fight. I mean, really, Dana, if you just want, you know, Anthony Pettis in a fight against Benson Henderson, why do you got to put TJ Ford in there? Why can't you just, why do you got to pay him off? Why? You know, why Anderson Silva? Why do you got to roll over for some more money? I mean, I don't know, man. I'm just something I'm complaining about tonight, Carl. I'm sorry. We haven't talked in a minute, and here I am complaining about it. I apologize to you.
Yeah, complain all you want. Did you hear the chickens?
I did not. I heard no chickens.
You didn't hear the chickens? Okay, well, I'm going to play the chickens right now. The chickens are coming. And anybody out there who's listening, who hears the chickens, you can call in and win a free GFL high pay-per-view anytime now. There's the chicken. There you go. There's the magic chicken call. I'm making the magic chicken call. Anybody who wants to win a free GFL high pay-per-view, call in right now. 310-742-1799. There you go.
Listen, I'm not a complainer, Carl. I don't bitch and moan. I don't piss and complain. But, I mean, some things just kind of fire me up, man. Am I wrong? Should I not believe that the sport that I love, MMA, is not whole and true? I mean, the only time I really know MMA is through MMA Madhouse. And I'm not just saying this because you're on the horn with me. But I'm saying it because that's the way I feel.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We got a caller. Should we bring him in?
Of course we should.
Okay. Here we go. Caller. We have a caller. First caller. You're the winner. Who do we have on the line here with us tonight?
Hi, this is Bruce McCullough.
Bruce McCullough. Well, congratulations, Bruce, for calling in tonight. You're going to win yourself a free internet pay-per-view from GFL.TV if you can answer one simple question.
Fucking right. Bring it on.
Hey, I heard a chicken.
You got chicken? There's a chicken in the background.
Oh, that's cool. Here we go. Okay, last night, Aggression Fighting Championship held their 20th event, but one week ago in Edmonton, they held their 19th event. The main event, somebody won the welterweight championship belt.
I'm from Edmonton. Ryan Ford won that shit.
That's not a chicken, that's a kid. Well, congratulations, dude. That's a kid. That sounded like a chicken.
Awesome. How do I pick up my prize?
Hey, just hold on the line here for a minute. I'll get your contact information, and we'll do it. That's all it takes. Thank
you. Right on, buddy. That sounds awesome. You guys are wicked.
Have a good one.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Chickens, hey, kids. They all sound the same, Carl.
I could have swore I heard a chicken.
No, I absolutely heard a chicken. I mean, there was chickens, there was kids crying, there was all kinds of... there was all kinds of shenanigans going on in the background. But, I mean, truthfully, Ryan Ford did win that fight last week. It was an incredible fight. We're going to talk to Ryan about it a little bit later.
What the hell happened? Oh, there we go. My mic muted on me for a second there. We're good.
All right. I'm nervous now, Carl. Now, see, I feel uncomfortable. You and I talked a little while ago. I was nervous last week. Now I'm not nervous, and now you're making me nervous again, Carl. How the hell am I going to get in a groove here when I'm always in a funk here? What the hell's going on?
Dave's not here.
I don't know. That's the mighty Tommy Chong.
Is that hoser?
No. He is a hoser. Tommy Chong is a Canadian.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. He grew up in Alberta. He grew up right in between Calgary and Edmonton in a little town called Coskwin.
I want to pick your brain for 2 seconds. I know we're going to a guest here shortly, but let me ask you a question. I don't know how much you feel. I know for a fact that you don't really feel any kind of interest through Zuffa or anything like that. Have you kind of engaged in the way that yesterday and last week has gone down with Anderson dropping to Chris Weidman and TJ Ford pulling out of that fight? Have you seen any of that, Carl?
You can't help but not see it. Everybody regurgitates all that hoser news so much. I mean, and for what I do, I just get bombarded in it, and I get extremely tired of it. But, I've seen it all. I've heard it all. I don't know. Dude got put to sleep.
So what I'm asking you is, do you feel, I know not, I want to say I know. Maybe I don't know, but I feel like in our realm here at MMA Madhouse and in supporting local MMA, I feel like there's not a whole lot of laying down for the price tag and you know, I feel like it's all on the up and up. How do I get past feeling like garbage when I spend $60 for a pay-per-view and they give me nonsense? Am I wrong for feeling this? Do I feel the right way? You know, explain to me. I guess what I'm asking you is, do you feel that you can truly watch an event, any event, and feel comfortable that the outcome is the outcome?
I believe so. I can't actually think of a fight that's really made me think otherwise. But I'm sure it's happened somewhere out there at some point. I mean, there's corruption and greed everywhere. So, you know, I'm sure it's happened, but who knows? Perhaps. I don't know.
See, you're such a nice guy. You always give me the political answers. When I look to you for some banter, I get the good guy.
Our ratings. Sorry. God damn. Shit. I suck. Why am I here? I'm going back out to my chicken coop.
Please go out to the chicken coop. Can we give away another GFL?
maybe not. Maybe next week. Who knows? But what was that? I don't know. I got too many things going on at once here. I got Matthew texting me results from Arena Fighting Championship that's going on somewhere down your way. So I'm doing like three things at once here. Running the switchboard, updating the website, talking to you, giving away pay-per-views. The reason I figured I'd play the chicken sound was because, you know, a lot of people get scared and they call in, and then as soon as you start talking to them, they hang up and stuff. So I figured, okay, well, I'm going to play the chicken sound, and maybe that'll make somebody relax. And I'll be damned if it didn't work.
You're like a charm, Carl. I got to be honest with you. Giving away that GFL pay per view was easier than I anticipated. And to be honest with you, I would love to talk to the next guest we have, the next winner we have. I know he's in a hurry. And, you know, he had to do his thing, but, you know, it's easy as pie, really. Just call in and answer, listen, seems to me a very simple question, the way I follow Reno Combat. Who was it last week?
Aggression Fighting Championship.
Yeah, it's AFC.
Right? They're both AFCs. Arena Fighting Championship is the AFC as well. I saw that poster that Matthew posted, and I was like, what the hell is going on? And then I realized it was a different AFC. And he got me all confused at first. And then there's AFC in Australia, too, who we actually work with.
Huh. I mean, you know, we work with everybody. I'm not even surprised anymore, Carl. Who do we have first? Who's going to be our first guest tonight, Carl? I want you to take me through what we're going to be chomping on for the rest of the night.
In about 5 minutes here, I'll give Rick a call, and he'll find out what's going on with Ultimate Reno Combat and what else is, I don't know, whatever he wants to talk about. I don't care what he wants to talk about. it's all good, you know?
Yeah, I don't really care what he wants to talk about either. I love to talk to the guys over at anywhere, Reno Fighting Championship, Reno Combat Championship. It doesn't matter. I don't care if we're talking, you know, Reno Police Department. It doesn't matter to me. I like to talk to people who appreciate MMA and who appreciate combat sports, whether it be boxing, wrestling, MMA. That's why I struggle so badly with hearing all the news last night, today, all week about people taking, you know, just rolling over and doing the job, I guess is what it's called. You know, I mean, if you're a WWE fan, you know, rolling over and just, you know, doing the work or whatever. I don't know exactly what the term is, but just not being legit. I mean, this whole TJ Ford thing, I was going to talk about something else you know, some big news down here in the States happened just shortly, short time ago. And, you know, but to me, in my work, in my daily, you know, what I consume myself with, this really was bugging me. So, other than that, I don't really know what to say about, you know, feeling sad. I don't want to say feeling sad because that sounds kind of pansy-ish, but whatever. So before we go to our guest, because I'm not really sure how long we're going to go, you know, how long we're going to have for a conversation, I just want to thank again Jax Media, the best in the business when it comes to logos and multimedia stuff. Jax Media, Cast Iron Supplements, trying to drop some pounds, trying to get some protein, trying to bulk up, whatever. Cast Iron Supplements, throwing in belts, you want to win a championship, you want to have a championship, you want to, you know, represent yourself in a fantasy football league, whatever it is. Pro-Am belts is, you know, the best there is. GSL, who I can't say enough about GSL. You want to watch any event, GSL will do it for you. And Intimidation Clothing, who is also friend of this show. So, you know, these are all good people. Make sure you're following them. So before we get going, I think actually, we're going to put that on hold. I think we're going to have Rick. Rick, how are you, my friend?
Hello?
Rick, are you there, Rick?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, Rick. How are you?
Good, very good.
Good. Rick, Rick Cullip from the Ultimate Reno Combat, owner, CEO, you know, cook, chef, bottle washer, the whole nine, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty much. We actually do a whole lot of stuff.
I'm sure you do, man. I'm sure just being the owner and, you know, having your name on the website is not the only thing you do. Explain to my listeners a little bit about, you know, the breakdown of an event, the breakdown of owning a promotion.
Pretty much we started. I think we're on our going on our fourth or fifth year now, but we're on our 43rd event, and
43rd.
We've done some pro events and then some pro-am events, and mainly amateurs in the last 2 years. I'm thinking about doing a pro-am event later this year, but we have another event coming up this Saturday, so I'm working on that one now.
So you have an event coming up this Saturday, like in 7 days from today?
Yes, sir, July 20th.
And you say you're working on that event. What are you doing to get ready for that event? I mean, you're in the final stages. Is this like kind of, you know, winding down? You got your hands, you know, behind your head, your feet up, ready to relax, or what are we doing to get there?
No, actually, I'm still trying to fill two more spots. The last week of the fights, or actually the last 2 weeks, for some reason, people drop out of the fights and get hurt and things like that. So there's always that. I guess I'd say mad rush in the last week or so of the fights to try to get replacements. And I don't just look for, you know, just replacements. I try to look for someone that was as good as the first fighter that we had scheduled. So, we lost the lightweight title and then we almost lost the welterweight title, and I actually got a really good matchup for that one. So
I got a couple questions spinning in my head right now after all that stuff you just gave me. Would you say that the last week here prior to the fight, and you're kind of, you know, changing things around and people are calling in and doing this, that, and the other, would you say as a promoter, do you think in your head when they call you, your phone rings and it's like, you know, Joe Blow, who's fighting in my 145, is he scared? Is he kind of chicken shit? Is that kind of the way you're thinking? Or is it just like, man, really, is this happening again? Or, you know, take me through that phone call. Help me understand how, as a promoter, you're ready to go. You've got tickets sold. You're ready to go. And these guys are, you know, backing out on you.
Yeah, I would say a good 98% of fighters don't back out. They're really really good people and really good to deal with most of the time. I mean, sometimes they're a little hard to get all their paperwork in order and stuff, but as far as backing out, most fighters, it's usually something like them training too hard. I know Dana White had the same problem with UFC, and people just push it way too hard, and they usually, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but they, I mean, I'm a fighter myself, and I guess, you know, you get excited, the fight's coming up, and you start pushing it, and you're kind of fatigued, and then I think a lot of injuries happen in those last days, and I think for some reason, mentally, they think they have to push it harder just because the fight's coming up in a week, and when in fact you should, you know, lessen that, the intensity, and just go through the movements and things like that.
So how do you wear two different hats? I mean, you're training as a fighter. You know, I'm assuming you don't fight in your own promotion. Is that correct?
No, I'm pretty much, I wouldn't say I'm retired, but I probably won't be fighting anytime soon and probably never.
Okay.
I hate to admit that, but no, I'm pretty much a promoter, and then I do train fighters, and I train every night and stuff. But for me, competing on the pro circuit the way I used to, I don't think I'm up to those standards anymore.
Rick, I got to be honest with you. I mean, you're a promoter, you're a fighter, you're training people, you're in the gym, I'm sure, yourself. I don't know if you have a family, but how do you wear so many hats? How do you do it, man? How do you run a successful promotion and just be you who somebody likes to, you know, somebody who enjoys doing other aspects of the game?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it definitely gets frustrating because, you know, you kind of start a fighter at a nobody level, I guess you would say, and you start training him and get him to where he's, you know, ready to fight. And so you coach him all the way there, and then you get him some fights, and then to get in some fights, you either have to put on the promotion or you know, we also have our fighters fighting in other promotions. So we're traveling around and stuff like that. But luckily, we own an MMA gym, and my wife teaches Zumba and cardio kickboxing. So I'm kind of lucky that we all do the same thing. And even my daughter does MMA. She's 14, and she's already had one fight. Won that fight, and she's done really good. So
let me ask you this, Ray. What weight class did you fight in first before I move on?
Excuse me?
What weight class did you fight in when you were fighting? What weight class did you fight in?
I fought in heavy. I fought in heavyweight, and then I fought a whole bunch of super heavyweights when I was in a heavyweight class.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, for some reason, all my fighters would, you know, they would get hurt or something, and they'd say, oh, I have this other guy here, and he's, you know, he's out of shape. He's 350 pounds. Would you want to fight him? And I said, sure, I'll fight him. So I ended up fighting a lot of people like that.
Rick, I got to be honest. You now have a special spot in my heart forever, because I'm a heavyweight / super heavyweight / I'm a big dude. All right? I have to be honest about that. So you say your wife is involved, your daughter's involved, she's 14 years old. I got to say, my son is 6, going to be 7 here in December. You said she fought in a fight, won her fight. How do you get her involved? Has she just been a part of everything and just been like, Dad, I want to do this? Or have you like kind of pushed her and kind of guided her into that?
We pushed her for sure. You know, I told her she's doing MMA, period, just for the self-defense aspect. She would cry and not want to do it. And now she loves it, actually. And there's a couple times where she's gotten, you know, we've been looking for a fight for her for over a year. And we finally got a fight in California, and she got to do it. And she's fought a really tough girl and went to a decision, which is, I mean, my daughter's really tough. And I was really proud of her and stuff. So she won that fight, but she definitely didn't want to do it in the beginning, and we just, you know, coaxed her along, and now she actually helps teach, so she's gotten really good.
You know, Rick, I got to be honest. My son, we're working on catching a football, and I'm proud of him when he catches a football. You're proud of your daughter going to decision in an MMA event. take me through that fight as a parent, not as anything other than a parent, not as a trainer, not as a fan, not as anything. You know, she's getting punched and kicked, and what is going through your head?
I'm really not. It's funny. Like, I don't worry about her getting hurt at all because she. We've had the number one amateur female fighter at 145 in the nation, and my daughter used to go pretty much toe to toe with her, I guess you could say, and then she trains with pro female fighters, and she trains with all our fighters. So when she was fighting, I wasn't afraid at all. I was actually really, really impressed with the girl that fought her. I was not expecting her to be that good. But yeah, definitely
were
proud
you,
of her.
Were you more concerned for your daughter or for the girl she was fighting?
I don't know. Like I said, I think my daughter had a tunnel vision in the first round because she probably lost the first round. It was close, but I think she probably lost the first round. And then in the corner, I yelled at her and I said, "You are losing right now." And I said, "You've put all this work into it. Do you want to lose?" And then whatever she took in on that, she went out there and she was a whole different person in the second round.
Huh. That's incredible. Now, you also said your wife does Zumbas and what else did you say she does?
She does cardio, kickboxing, and Zumba.
Okay. Now, did you guys meet in a gym? Did you guys, did you kind of lead her to, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, right? Was that the old thing?
Yeah, what's funny about that is teaching a cardio class and being a part of the gym and stuff was always her dream. So I don't know. I mean, like I said, I guess I'm really lucky because she loves training and she doesn't do MMA. She doesn't like getting hit, and she's not violent at all, or whatever you would, not aggressive at all. Our daughter is definitely tougher than my wife.
Fair enough. Rick, take me now you're a fighter as well. Have you ever fought professionally, or is it just strictly amateur for you?
No, I'm 11-7-1, and some of my pro fights are not even, because I'm pretty much ancient now, so a lot of my pro fights weren't even on there. But no, I actually got to fight and win a belt, and I fought Dan Severn and Cal Worsham, and so.
Man, okay, now that's a whole different thing. I didn't realize you fought Dan Severn, because when I was doing a little research on it, I didn't see a whole lot of information about your fight record. Tell me about Dan Severn. The guy fought like 906 different fights in his career, right? Isn't that kind of the way he, Dan Severn seems to be? Tell me about fighting Dan Severn. Who is an icon in the sport, and, how did you do? And walk me through that fight a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I hate people that make excuses, but I had the worst case of flu I've ever had in my whole life.
Oh, no.
Just combing my hair hurt, but I got an opportunity to fight him, and because we both owned he owned the super heavyweight belt, and I owned the superweight title belt for a local a pretty well known a promotion, and they asked us if we wanted to combine the belts, and I said, man, I would love to fight Dan Severn. I have bad luck sometimes, but I went in there with the flu, and if it was anyone else, I probably wouldn't have fought, even though I would never back out of a fight ever. But I fought, and I'm kind of a little embarrassed about my fight. I mean, I did really good, and then in the second round, I just, just having the flu and stuff, I just started breaking down, and he beat me. So, but I don't know. I got the opportunity to win a belt, and I got opportunity to fight a bunch of, people that meant a lot to me. So,
absolutely. I'm actually kind of jealous for you. Fighting Dan Severn. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, like, I would, I would love to have fought Dan Severn. But before we get into Ultimate Reto Combat, I want to talk about this again, an event coming up here. I want to talk about how you got started going from being a fighter into being a promoter and an owner.
That's pretty, what happened is I was pretty much flying all over the United States fighting. I fought in Arizona and Denver, Colorado, I fought in a lot of different events with, there's a lot of promoters out there that are definitely immoral and you know, didn't treat me very good and stuff. And I flew all over. And so what I had my gym at the same time, and I started getting my fighters involved in what I was doing, and they didn't have the money to fly all over and stuff. So I started saying, hey, you know, if I started a promotion, would you guys be interested in fighting? And I pretty much did it, just to help them get fights. And I mean, of course I even wanted to fight still. But the main reason I just wanted to get, you know, have them the opportunity, because they didn't have much money and they couldn't fly around. And I mean, I don't know. I started it mainly for them, I guess.
So you start this promotion and it's just strictly for the, you know, I mean, you're trying to be a good guy. I mean, clearly is what you're telling me. You're trying to do it for the people who just can't, who just don't have the resources and the funds to be there. Why make it a priority? I mean, how many fights did you say you're in now?
We are on our 42nd event, but we've done 43, because one of our events we just named it a name. We didn't even count it.
Sure. So now you're 43 events in. Now you're past being a nice guy. Now you're starting to feel for these guys. Now you're starting to be like, you know, these guys are starting to become my family. I guess what I'm asking is, how do you get from just starting it because these people don't have an opportunity to go places and do different things to being 43 events in? I mean, now you're a legitimate organization. Now you're really starting to move to the next, you know, I mean, you're in the next level now, my friend.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I really do like doing it. You definitely, if you're in, I mean, unless you're Dana White or anybody, if you're into promotions to make money, you're not going to ever make money, and I'm not about money at all. I could care less.
Sure.
I mean, I want to have fun in my life and stuff, but it's definitely not about the money. And sometimes I get frustrated and I go through bad things and I think, why am I even doing this? Because, you know, the fighters don't appreciate it and stuff. But the truth is, most of them really do appreciate it. And we've had like 3 or 4 of our fighters go to the UFC. They made it to the Ultimate Fighter. And so that's really exciting. And I don't know. I still want to do it for you know, even my daughter and all the fighters that we have in our gym now. It's really nothing about anything else. You know, I could see myself truthfully going broke over that, because you know how things come and go. And you know, 1 year Pride was, or not 1 year, but Pride was really the big thing, and then there was Strikeforce, and then you know, I could see myself just driving it into the ground just to have fights, just to have these guys, and that's it. Cause,
so now you're telling me they really have become family to you, and when you just kind of admitted that when they get to the Ultimate Fighter and things like that, you become excited. Is that something that, like, it's kind of like your children? I mean, you've kind of like walked them, again, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. I mean, that must be an incredible feeling for you as a gym owner, as a promotion owner, as a friend, as a, you know, fan. Is that kind of bittersweet for you?
Yeah. I mean, this will sound really funny, but, we also have a clothing line, and it's called Blood Happens Fightwear. And
I was
going to
get there,
started.
I promise. I wasn't going to let that go, I promise you. But go ahead,
well,
and talk about that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny, because when I was fighting in Arizona, Joe Riggs from the UFC, we were coming down there, and he was a heavyweight at the time. And he's like, oh, it's Rick Callup and his gang from Reno. And he goes, every time you guys get here, blood happens. And I go, yeah, blood happens. And then we, like, made fun of it. And my students are like, oh, yeah, those guys always say when we fight in Arizona that, you know, we bring blood there and stuff. And it just kind of evolved into a clothing line. And then so some of my old, like Pat Healy was one of my fighters, and then he fought in UFC. And Max Griffin made it to Ultimate Fighter. And then, like, Luis Gonzalez wasn't my teammate, but he fought in Ultimate Reno Combat, and he's fighting in 2 or 3 weeks in Ontario, California. in a huge event. But it's kind of weird, and it's kind of evolved. You know, it's all linked together, and I never even meant it to at all. And it's so weird.
Yeah. I got so many questions to ask you, my friend. I mean, we got a clothing line to talk about. We got everything. I just want to know, as an owner of a promotion, and you do a lot of amateur events. What is the most frustrating thing? And I'm going to be honest. The most frustrating thing for me as a fan is a fighter that doesn't make weight, and that is only because it's a professional fight. I feel like these guys are being paid to make a weight. You're going to fight at 155. Listen, we're going to fight at 155. I'm not going to be 158, and I'm not going to fight. As a promoter of an amateur event, you focus a lot on amateurs and things like that. What is the biggest headache to you? You're 1 week out from an event. We're going to talk about that event. I promise I'm not pushing it away. I promise we're going to talk about it. I just get excited when I hear all the things you're doing, my friend. I really do. What is the most frustrating thing for you this week?
This week, I mean, a lot of people don't have amateurs do blood tests, and I do. So we have all the fighters on the event do hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and an AIDS test. And I would have to say trying to accumulate the blood work, and then you get some fighters going, why should I do blood work? I just want to beat someone up. And I go, well, do you really want to get in a cage with someone else that might have hepatitis?
Right.
And I have to explain it to them, and I go, no, we do everything very professional, even if it's an amateur event. And that's really frustrating to get the blood work out of them. Dealing with a lot of amateur fight managers, you deal with a lot of managers that are kind of friends and they have someone and they're not real professional yet, so it's kind of hard. But truthfully, a lot of the managers we deal with are really professional, and I really like them. I've actually got to be friends with several of them, actually. So, but I think the main thing with fighters is the blood work and definitely making weight, but I'm on them. Like, I text them 2 weeks out, and I go, you're fighting at 185. That means you need to show up Friday at 7 p.m. at 185. And I say you have to weigh yourself in on a good quality digital scale, because they go, oh, I weighed at my house, and my house said I was this. And I go, no, you have to listen.
Yeah.
So I'm on them really good. So, you know, we don't have a whole lot of that, I hope, you know.
Yeah. No. You know, and I wasn't alluding to anything. I just kind of want to know, because it's very frustrating to me. You know, it kind of seems like a lot of babysitting at times. You know, I mean, you're doing these guys a favor, and they don't really realize how much of a favor you're doing for them. But I gotta ask, is that something that is not enforced out in Reno, that amateurs don't have to have blood work, or is that just kind of overall that just amateurs don't have to have blood work? Because I'm going to be honest, if I fought tomorrow, I would be an amateur, because I've never been in the cage, I've never fought, and I would want, you know, I mean, I don't have anything, but I don't know the guy standing across from me doesn't have anything. Is that something that happens often?
Yeah, I mean, over the years, I've had a couple people that I said, I need to get blood work on you, and I can tell when something's wrong, too, because they keep making excuses.
Sure.
And then, yeah, all of a sudden I hear, they found I had something and I can't fight. And they really did know it all along, or the ones I've dealt with, you know.
I just can't imagine being a you know, commissioner, anybody, just a promoter, even a manager, a guy, just a human being that wants to stand across from somebody knowing I have something that can hurt this guy across from me. I mean, I have a family. If I fought tomorrow, like I said, I would want to know that the guy across from me was going to be straight, because I had to come home with my kids, you know what I mean? But anyway, I want to talk about the event coming up. Tell me about your event. What are you most excited about? Tell me about the fight you are stoked about, can't wait to see.
Well, I would say there's actually, I mean, we have three title fights, and one of them is a girl named Aspen Ladd. She's 3-0. She's a really quiet little, sweet little girl. She trains in from Folsom MMA in California, but she's a beast. You know, she's 3-0, and I'm really excited about her. She's fighting another tough girl from California, and I can't wait to see that fight. I think Aspen Ladd is a complete professional person, and she's very technical, so I like watching her fight. And then we have Justin Ellis, who fights out of Oregon. He's actually fighting a local fighter here in Reno, and this is the one that we lost a couple fights for Justin, and this is for the welterweight title, but we found a guy named Zach Bennell, and he's actually a really tough it's going to be a really, really good fight. And then, of course, there's a whole bunch of other fights on the lower part of the card that I think are really good matchups.
Now, when you put these – now, you're the matchmaker as well. Is that correct, or do you have somebody that does that for you?
No, I actually matchmake the fights too, because I really look into the backgrounds and definitely match them the best I can.
So do you ever sleep – I got to ask that. Do you ever sleep – do you ever just lay your head down on the pillow and say, listen, I gotta take some time for this guy?
Well, everybody that knows me, it's so funny I've never taken a drug in my life, and I hardly ever drink. Like, I might drink once a year, but I've never done any drugs. And if you didn't know me, my neighbors probably think I'm the weirdest guy ever, because last night I was up till 5:30 in the morning trying to fix the card and everything. So
I bet you stay up till 5:30 in the morning, and you wake up at 8, and you're waking your daughter up and your wife and being like, come on, we got stuff to do, let's go.
Yeah, everybody laughs at me. They say, well, how the heck do you know, if you don't get enough sleep, you're going to die early. And then I go, well, you know, I'm willing to trade a couple of years when I'm 90 for, I don't know if I inherited it or whatever, but my mom was the same way. I do not like to sleep. I want to live. Like, I want to, I hate getting old.
Yeah, no. Listen, I'm starting to push my 40s here, and I'm starting to feel a little bit. I got some young guy. Yeah, I got a couple of years till I get to 40, but I don't want to be there. But I understand wanting to live. But now you're talking about what the first fight. When I asked you what's the most excited you are for a fight? The first fight you said to me was a female fight. Is that something you're really going to start focusing on because your daughter coming up, and would you let her fight in your card? Or, you know, is that something that is just kind of you're mixing in here and there?
No, we haven't focused on it at all. But we actually have.
Okay.
We've had,
okay,
in our last three or four events, we've had female fights. And they're really hard to deal with compared to male fighters. But for some reason,
really?
You know, yeah, they tell their friends, and then they go, hey, you know, my friend fought for you last month, and I'd like to fight for you. So we're kind of getting... I would like to get more female fights, though, and this time we have four fights on our card, females.
Why do you say they're more difficult? Now, I want to be very political. I have a wife, and I have a mother and a mother-in-law, so I want to be very political when I ask this question. Why are women more difficult to deal with than the men fighters?
From a coaching part of it, is coaching them is, they're definitely more emotional. So, you know,
sure.
Men, you can say, get your ass over there and, you know, do this and do that. And if you tell a girl that, they take it personal. Making weight is always hard for females, because, you know, we can lose 10 pounds in one training session easy. And a female has a hard time losing 2 pounds, you know?
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, if your daughter said to you, Dad, I want to fight on your, you know, event 45, 46, would you say okay, or would you say, you know, conflict of interest kind of thing? And I'm not, and this is just strictly just a question I'm curious about. Is that kind of something you wouldn't do, or you would be supportive of that?
No, we have fighters all the time fight on my events, and I do not corner them. I have a corner, and I stay totally away from the cage.
Okay.
I stay unbiased, and I've been trying to get her fights. We actually have, legally, we have to call it pancreation, but it's under 18 MMA, and they just can't do any headshots. They can do takedowns, and they can do most of the submissions, and they don't have headgear or anything because they don't take headshots. But that's even been building. You know, the last five or six events, we've had about four or five pancreation fights. So.
Okay. Listen, before we wrap up, I got two things. My wife and I are thinking about coming out to Reno to live, move, and work. And so can we hook up if we come out there? I would love to be a part of your organization because I think you guys are doing great things, man. I think you guys are doing great things. I appreciate that. I really do. Secondly, I want you to talk to me. I only got a couple minutes left here, and I apologize because I want to get you back on and at least talk to you about this. Tell me a little more about Blood Happens. So is it just clothing or is it, is it gear? And kind of walk me through the process that you did with that as well.
That was kind of, I wouldn't say an accident, but it accumulated, and it's not anything big. I would kind of like it to be big. I love the whole meaning behind Blood Happens, and we're sponsoring Doug Marshall in the Bellator title fight, and I'm trying to pick fighters that are really aggressive, and I don't have anything against, I wouldn't call them boring, but really technical ground fighting, but I want someone to be kicking and punching and taking down and like it's constantly busy, and those are the fighters I would love to sponsor. But I think it's, you know, we have seven or eight really active fighters, and Doug Marshall I'm really excited about. But it's growing at a slow rate, and that's I'm okay with that. Like I said, it's not about anything else, but I'm really excited about seeing like a dream be on people in Strikeforce and Bellator and stuff like that.
Sure. Clearly over here at MMA Madhouse, we support local MMA. And what I mean local, it's not just, you know, I'm down here in Florida. You know, it's not just here. I don't have to be supportive of UFC and all they do. And I really appreciate Ultimate Reno Combat and the things you're doing in Bellator and all that stuff. So I really appreciate that. And I'm going to be honest with you. My wife and I are starting to get into a clothing line ourselves, and we're starting to get into fighter management and stuff. So maybe along the way, we're going to run into each other. And I really think we're going to be moving out to Reno here shortly, maybe in a year or two. So I'd like to hook up. But before I let you go, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on and talking with us about everything that you got going on. I mean, I can't imagine sleeping 45 minutes a night and being as pep, you know, being as. but I really want to thank you for being on tonight. I want you to tell everybody where they can find you, whether it be Facebook or Twitter and everything. And to be honest, I'm gonna hit you up a little bit on the side on Facebook probably here, and we'll talk and maybe we can hook up up in Reno. But tell everybody where they can find you, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to ultimaterenocombat.com for the website, and we do have a Facebook and a Twitter, and then Blood Happens Fightwear, it's under bloodhappens.com, and we have the same thing, Facebook and Twitter, and I don't know, I would love, I like hearing from fighters for sure, and managers and stuff.
Very cool. Rick, I appreciate you coming on tonight, man, taking some time out of your Saturday night. And after your event next week, when do you guys do an event after next week?
We are doing our next event August 24th.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you got some time. So you got some time in between then. So in between next week and then August 24th, you come back on and we'll talk about how last event went, this upcoming event, and then the following event's going to go. How's that?
Yes, sir. No, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time also.
All right, Rick. Have a great night, and you take care of your family. All right, brother?
All right. Have a good weekend, and thank you so much.
All right, man. You too.
All right.
Rick Cullop. I hope I pronounced his name correct. Carl, if I did not, please correct me. Rick Cullop, owner, manager, matchmaker, booker, weigh-in guy, everything of Reno, Ultimate Reno Combat. Just an incredible guy. I mean, Carl, the guy does everything, right? The guy sleeps like 25 minutes a night. That's what I learned about Rick Cullop tonight. The guy sleeps about 25 minutes. He's him and his wife have an incredible thing going on, man.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Can't wait to talk to him again. I can't wait for Ultimate Reno Combat on GFL next weekend.
You know, to be honest with you, I was going to talk to him about, you and I covered an event a couple weeks ago, I don't know, maybe a month ago now. I mean, the time just runs together. You and I covered an event a little bit ago on GFL, and it was an incredible event. It was very professional. It was right down. I mean, they just did what they did. And, you know, as an Alienware event, it was incredible. It really was. And I wanted to talk to him, and I forgot about the dude. We got to make, you know what, can we get Rick back on? Can we call him back? Because I got one more question for him. I really want to talk to him about that dude in his butt crack hanging out. Can we do something about the shorts they got to wear?
That'll have to wait, man. While you're talking about GFL, you know, you and I, a couple weekends ago, I had the pleasure of watching AFC 19 on GFL. And, you know, guess who we have with us? Take it away.
I'm hoping it's Ryan Ford. Ryan Ford, is this you?
It's the real deal.
What's up, my man? How are you?
Well, I'm chilling, man. Just chilling, maxing, relaxing.
All right, my man. So I appreciate you taking the time out of your Saturday night. Just fought in an event, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Won a title. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling all good. It was about 4 days. What is it? 3 days ago. 4 days ago.
Could have been. Okay, so maybe it was a week ago. Yeah. You're right. You know better than I do. So you win the event last Friday, 1 week and 1 day ago, 8 days ago. What do you do on Saturday? Do you just go and get hammered, or are you just so sore you can't even bother?
Yeah, well, you know, after this fight, I don't know if you guys knew, but I broke my arm in the fight. So,
I
broke my arm in the first round and, you know, fought 4.5 rounds with a busted arm and finished the rear naked choke with the busted arm. So I've been kind of laid back and chilling since the fight.
Ryan, I'm going to call your bullshit, my man. I watched the fight. I don't think you broke your arm because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not being a dick here. You dominated that fight. You toyed with dude. And you're telling me you broke your arm in the first round?
I busted my arm in the first round. I keep it real, 100.
My man, I'm going to be honest with you. If we ever see each other in the street, I'm just going to put my head down, put my hand across my eyes like you ain't even seeing me because you're a bad motherfucker. Because honestly, I watched you dominate. I watched the fight again today to make sure I saw what I saw, and you dominated. So when you break your arm, and you got to know going into, you know, in between the first and second that something's not right. Take me through what you and your corner talk about between the second, the first and second, second and third. You know, walk me through those conversations.
Yeah, well, you know, it was after the first round, I just came back to the corner. As I was getting to the corner, Steve was there, sat down. I looked at Steve, I said, Steve, man, I fucked my arm up, and he's like, don't worry about your arm, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. You win in the fight. After that, you know, I just didn't even worry about it. I felt it, though. Every time I get up after we sat down in the corner and I get up and I'm standing there bouncing, getting ready to go, I could feel my arm just clicking, and I was just like, ah, shit. Okay, I'm going to have to grind this one out because this right arm ain't working too well.
Where did you – so it's your right arm. Where did you break it in your right arm? Right.
I broke my ulna bone on the forearm up at the top. I actually was just in for surgery 2 days ago. Had to get a plate put in there.
Holy shit, brother. So are you right or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
So, okay. So, now, all right. So I'm taking a little bit of a little detour of what we were going to talk about. So you are in a title fight. And you break between your wrist and your elbow of your right arm, your dominant arm, in the first round, and you finish the round in round, or you shouldn't finish the fight in round five, right?
Yeah. Rear naked choke with my right arm.
Yeah. So
when I was squeezing that choke, I thought I was going to snap my arm off.
I can't imagine. So you went in to have surgery, and how long? What is your what's your diagnosis? How long are you going
to
be out for?
It's 6 to 8 weeks, but you know me, I'm probably just going to take like man, coming into this fight, I just came off my last fight, March 23rd. I busted my thumb.
Yep.
I had pins put in my thumb. So, I had surgery for that like April 4th. And so, I wasn't fully recovered going into this fight. So now I'm in this fight, and I bust my forearm. So now I had to go back in for surgery again. So I think I'm just going to relax. I'm going to open up my gym here, hopefully for October. And then, fight back in the new year, January, February.
Ryan, listen, I'm not telling you what to do because clearly you would fuck me up with a broken arm or not. But, my man, you probably should drink some milk. If you're having some problems with breaking all these bones, you might want to drink some milk.
I drink milk, man. I think I'm just hitting these dudes too hard.
I think that's absolutely the case, my man. Holy shit. I just am like, listen, I got to be honest with you. I got a broken, my pinky is broken, and the doctor's talking about putting a pin in there. I'm like, Doc, you got to slow down here. We can't be talking about putting pins in my hand. I'm getting all queasy and shit, passing out. And you're breaking your arm in the first round of a five-round fight. I got to be honest, man. You're way better dude than way better dude than I am. But anyway, so you win the title. You're going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. You'll probably be out like 45 minutes. You'll be fighting tomorrow. What are we doing next? You said you're opening a gym.
Yeah, I'm opening up my own gym here out in Edmonton. Hopefully for October, get that starting, making some money. And then, head back out to TriStar and get ready to scrap again in January or February.
Is this a new venture for you, or is this something that you've been planning for a while and that's been in the works, or is this just, brand new off the
board? I've been planning to do it for a while, but I keep procrastinating, and, now that I've got a busted arm and, I'm not training to get ready for a fight. I can, 100% focus on the gym. So we're gonna get that rocking here, and it'll be open October for sure this time.
Okay. And in your gym, is that gonna be all disciplines of MMA, or is that gonna be strictly boxing, jiu-jitsu? Kind of walk me through your gym.
Yeah, no, it's going to be more of a sports performance fitness type gym. We are going to have, like, the cage and, bags and mats there for, when I want to get my training in and stuff. And, and we'll put on a few classes, but it's more going to, target, the people that just, want to get in shape, fitness, do MMA boot camps, stuff like that, right?
Yep.
And, more of a bigger, sports performance, so... we're going to be able to offer packages. If some parents want their kids to be a professional fighter, well, this is what it's going to take to be a professional fighter. We're going to have, a program put together. Whether it's for fighting, basketball, soccer, football, track and field, any type of that. I'm going to have the people in there that can get that done for them.
Ryan, you got an incredible record. 21-4. Is that a correct record? Am I seeing that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so you're 21-4. The sky's the limit for you. Where do you want to go from here? You're starting to open at a gym. You want to? You're a young 31. Do you want to? Do you want to continue to fight and just get better and move on and up, or is you want to start pulling back a little bit and start focusing on that gym?
No, man. I'm a fighter, man. I'm here to fight, it's been, I've just been fighting about 6.5 years, and I've put in, 25 fights right now. So, I always want to fight. It's in my blood. So, the fighting's never going to stop. It's just that, I want to focus on getting some other things done. So, just in case, these things that bust my arm or something, I do have extra money coming in on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. And AFC has been great to us over here at the MMA Madhouse, and this is not a dig or a shot, but is the AFC where you want to be? You want to stay there and kind of finish your career there, or are you looking to move? And if you don't want to talk about it, I'm cool with that. But do you want to stay there and finish your career out, or do you want to kind of do your thing, in the bigger pond?
I'm gonna do my thing wherever they want me. I do this, you know, to feed my family and put a roof over their head. So, you know, AFC's treated me well. You know, at the end of the day, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense to me. So, you know, obviously it's making dollars fighting with the AFC. So, you know, but I'm just taking, you know, day by day. God's got a plan for me, right? So I'm just going to keep rolling down the path and, you know, see what happens.
I got to be honest. I'm a tattoo guy myself. I see you got a lot of ink. You know, does a lot of it have meaning to you? Is it, the stupidest question I've ever asked, so I apologize. Tell me, I guess what I'm asking, walk me through the mural. I mean, you got incredible artwork, you know. You got it everywhere, you know, on your arms, your chest, your, it kind of looks like your back, the whole nine. Walk me through a little bit of your artwork, because I'm a tattoo guy myself, so I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. No, I got, dragon that wraps around my right arm, and the head lands on the chest with a Black Panther, like, kind of in the middle of it, and that's just, you know, my right hand, it means power, you know, and then I got a portrait of my daughter in the center of my stomach. I got a portrait of my mom on the side and my son on my back. You know, it's family there. I got daughter understands on my left arm tattooed from side to side. God understands, because, you know, if anybody else don't understand, it's all good, because as long as he does, it's all good.
Let me ask you a question real quick, Ryan. Have you always been a religious guy? Did you grow up religious, or is that something that you found, you know, growing up?
Yeah, no, you know, I grew up religious. My dad, you know, I was always in Sunday school and whatnot. You know, right now, you know, I can't say, you know, I don't go to church, but, you know, I do believe in God. You know, there's so many other religions out there that people, you know, believe in, that, you know, I'm not going to discredit anybody else. So, you know, for me, you know, I believe in God, and, you know, that's what I believe in, you know. Everybody else, you know, can believe in what they want to believe, and, you know, I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't trying to, you know, be, this is not a religious radio show. I was just curious, because some people, you know, have been through kind of experiences that they found God after that, or they've grown up. So I appreciate you kind of elaborating on that a little bit. Do you have a tattoo on the top of your head?
No.
Okay.
Nothing on my head or my face. Too pretty.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, my dad, who is not a tattoo guy, always says to me, nothing ever good happens with a face or a neck tattoo. You know, and, you know, he's cool with tattoos everywhere else. And he has none, but are you done with ink, or are you gonna continue to get some?
Oh, no, I'll keep going. I won't touch my face or my head, but I still got a lot of space that I can fill up. So, for sure, I'll be in there getting inked up.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. Like, I know nobody else probably in the world cares about you and I talking about your tattoos, but I love it. And I actually have an appointment coming up here soon to get some more ink done myself. So I appreciate it. what kind of stuff are you doing now? I know that you got a broken arm and you're opening up your gym. What other kind of stuff? You have a family? You have, you know, walk me through your life, man.
Yeah, well, my life is, my family, my wife and two kids.
Two kids.
I've just been relaxing with them. I went to Montreal for training camp to get ready for this fight. So, you know, I was away from them for a little bit, and, you know, now I'm back home, and it's, you know, wake up and, you know, be with the family, spend every day with them, and, you know, just make sure that having fun.
How old are your kids, Ryan?
My daughter's 4 and my son's 2.
4 and 2 years old.
4 and 2.
Do you take them to the gym with you? Is that something that you're gonna allow them to experience with you?
Oh, yeah. They come to the gym all the time. My son's a beast. He'll be the next champ or the next superstar, I'll tell you that. That's for sure.
All right, I appreciate
my daughter will be the actress or singer.
Oh, she's an actress or singer, right? So she she likes the stage. She likes the stage in a different, like in a different event, right?
In a different
right?
way. Oh yeah.
All right. She's all right. Now let me ask you this, Ryan. Your wife, or you said you have a wife, correct?
Yep, my wife. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So your wife, was she a supporter before you guys got together, or did, when you guys got together, was she like, what is this MMA stuff you're even doing? How does that relationship work out a little bit?
Oh no, she was with me before I even started, and
no kidding.
Oh yeah, she's all for it. She likes it.
Very cool.
She knows I train. No, she doesn't train like mixed martial arts or anything, but you know, she goes to the gym and you know, she's in shape. You know, she can she is athletic too though, you know. She can throw a couple punches and stuff, but she doesn't train in the stuff, no.
All right, fair enough. So you train at TriStar. I mean, you know, TriStar is a pretty badass gym. How do you get mixed up with TriStar? Do you just kind of walk in and say, hey, I got my $150 entrance fee, or do you kind of just, you know, take
no, you got to be invited. I know you got to be invited to be on the pro team, you know, when it's pro training. Of course, anybody can show up and pay your monthly membership and, you know, come and take the classes and stuff. But you know, to get on the mats with the pros, you got to be invited.
And let's not kid ourselves. That pro team is, you know, George St. Pierre trains up there. That's a pretty badass. Yeah, that's a pretty badass training kit. Walk me through, like, you know, this is kind of, you know, off of your fight and whatever, but I don't know, a while ago in one of George's fights, they showed you guys playing hockey. When I say you guys, meaning TriStar playing hockey out in the street on one of, like, the UFC. Were you in that video? I mean, is that kind of the way that breaks down, or is that done just strictly for TV?
No, I was there. I was watching though, because you know I don't get paid $5 million, $6 million like George St. Pierre does to run around and bust my ankle on that street. But you know, I was fighting. I think a week before that, so I wasn't chancing anything. But yeah, no man. When you're part of the team, there kind of it's like a family, man. Everybody's there, and you know everybody's there to help each other.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, man. Every time I see TriStar, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, on the web or on TV or whatever. Every time I see them, they always have each other's back. Is that kind of the way you guys roll?
Oh yeah, for sure. Everybody's got each other's back there for sure.
Now, let me ask you this: say, you know, somebody comes to you and says, "Listen, I want you to fight your teammate. You know, you guys fight for TriStar. It's going to be a great fight. Let's mix it up." Is that something you're down with? Tell me about fighting a teammate. I'm just wondering because you just said that you guys are like a family and you know you guys are close. Is that something that that you guys are even a part of? I mean, would you even entertain that?
Well, money talks, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if my teammate was down with it, then hey, you know, if the money's there, then you know, we could do it. But you know, when you go and you train, and you know, TriStar's full of 170 pounders, so you know, we kind of make it a pact that you know we're not going to fight each other and whatnot, right? But at the end of the day, it's two guys who. You know, get choose to fight if they want to do it or not, right? And you know, if we're getting paid a few million dollars, I'm pretty sure, you know, I fight my own brother.
I gotta be honest with you because, no, I'm here. I'm sorry. I gotta be honest with you because, I appreciate the fact that you've said, money talks. I mean, this is the reason you guys train so fucking hard. This is the reason you guys just crush your bodies, and that you just do what you. I mean, you sacrifice everything. People, you know, I'm from Central New York, and you know, John Jones and I we've had some good conversations, and he's away from his family for months at a time. You know what I mean? So this is like, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're saying money talk. So I guess what I'm asking, I'm not even asking anything. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, let's be real. When people start, you know, oh, it's all about team and this, you know, you guys are in this for money. I mean, you guys, this is a business to you. Like, I get up on Monday morning and I go to a job. You guys go to train and bust your asses for money, right? I mean, let's not kid ourselves, right? Is that kind of the way it is? If I came to you and said,
hey, I don't have another job. This is my job.
Right. Brian, how did you get involved in martial arts, mixed martial arts, boxing, wrestling? How did you get involved in this stuff, bro?
I wrestled in junior high and high school, and then boxing was always around just because my dad used to be the Canadian lightweight champ, ranked 3 in the world.
Okay.
So, you know, it's always been in my blood. And then I tried a couple amateur boxing fights and just wasn't what I liked. So I said, hey, let's do this MMA thing. And shit, here I am today, 21-4.
So you just walked into a gym and said, all right, so I'm not going to box. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, and I fought 2 weeks after training.
No shit, huh?
Yeah, won by knockout in the second round.
Oh, man. Ryan, listen, before I let you go here, I know it's a Saturday night. I mean, it's late down here in the States. I know you're up in Canada there. But before I let you go, my friend, so 6 weeks from now, we got a fight coming up late August, you said, right? Did you
for
say
me?
Late August? Yeah, you got no fight on the horizon?
No, I don't got no fight on the horizon right now.
Okay. But When you get a fight signed, can we catch back up with you and at least talk about the fight coming up? Because I got to be honest with you, my man, I didn't realize that you broke your arm in round one. I kind of want to talk to you after you break some dude's arm in round one next time, because you dominated. I'm not even bullshitting. I'm not even trying to like kiss your ass because we're talking on the radio, like. You dominated that fight. You know that, right? Like, you watch that fight again, you're just like, broken arm or not, I dominated this fight.
Yeah. I wasn't too happy with the performance because I feel that I could have ended it earlier. But, you know, I did what I did with a broken arm and ended it, right? Didn't make it, let it go to a decision. So, you know, I'm happy with that fact. But I know I could have been a lot more aggressive, like usual. But, you know, I'll save it for the next dude.
Wait a minute. So you're not happy that you... Okay, so you think you could... holy shit, I can't even fathom this, man. I'm not a fighter. I don't have that mentality. But, I mean, you break your arm in round one, and you still win the fight in the end. So you really were in your head, were thinking, man, I should be finishing this fight quicker. But let me ask you this. That wasn't really a question, so don't answer that question. I'm sorry, I want to ask you. When you're in a fight and you're dominating, I mean, you know, you have to know that you were way up on the scorecard. Like, there was no way you were losing that fight, even if it went to the decision, right? Are you just toying with this dude? I'm not saying that's what you were doing. You were just toying with him because, I mean, it was a good fight. You know what I mean? It is what it is. He's a professional. You're a professional. Is there ever a time that you say to yourself, I know that I've broken this dude, I can see it in his eyes, I'm going to practice, I'm going to work on this, that, or the other? Or is it just strictly, listen, I got to get the hell out of here. I got a after party to go to with my wife, and we're going to hang out with our friend.
Yeah, well, you know, like, yeah, for me it is. I'm the guy that likes to finish, right? I'm the guy that likes to be very active and stuff. And you know, after every round, I don't know when you watch the fight, when you see me going back to my corner, like I just, you know, I wasn't like as happy as I should have been, right? After I choked him out too, you know, you can even look on my face, you know, I wasn't as happy as, you know, I was
I
when I knocked you down my last fight.
Yeah, I just thought that was like you were just like somebody pissed in your Wheaties or some shit. I didn't realize you were like mad at yourself for not finishing, dude.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of weird like that, but you know, it's you know, after I watched the fight too, I say, hey, you know, I do got to give myself credit. I did dominate every single round, you know, but it wasn't to the domination how I like it to be dominated.
Okay.
And I know everybody can't always have an exciting fight like that, but I believe that I can, right?
So, Ryan, let me ask you this. Do you fight fights to fight a fight, or do you fight a fight to excite the fans? Did that make sense? Did that question make sense? Because in my head, I just asked you fight a fight like 27 times. So do you fight a fight to be flashy, or do you fight a fight to get in there and do work?
Yeah, no, that's I get in there to do work, right? When I fight to finish. That's the thing
okay.
with me is I want to finish the fight. I go into every fight wanting to finish the fight. I don't ever think, you know, whenever I step into that cage, man, I want to finish.
Okay, so it doesn't matter to you whether it's 2 seconds in or you go to the decision and you get the unanimous decision. You just want to get in there and fight your fight. You don't want to be – you don't care if there's people cheering, booing, this, that, and the other. You have a game plan. You're sticking to your game plan. And in that game plan, you're going to finish and you're going to do your thing.
Yeah, you know, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I do like to excite the fans, though. I like to put on a show every time I step in there. And I don't like to go to decisions. I'd rather, you know,
sure.
finish a fight or be finished, you know.
Sure.
That's the way that I am, man. When I step in there, I'm trying to finish, yeah.
I got to follow up with that, man, because you said – or be finished. Now, you're a professional fighter. You don't want to lose a fight ever. I get it. Those 4 fights on your record, those piss you off. I know that. You don't even have to explain it. But, if you're fighting a fight, and this dude is dominating you, you know, for instance, somebody just comes in and gets the better of you that day, do you just want him to finish you and be like, dude, let's end this? You know, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Or do you think, fuck this, I'm going, I don't care if he just – you know, turns my face inside out, we're going to do this the right way.
Oh, yeah. You got to finish me. Man, I hate my losses, man. I hate my losses. I hate my 4 losses.
I know that.
One of them's a decision, and 2 of them are arm bars, and 1 is a guillotine choke, and I hate that shit because in all my fights, I've never been beat up.
Right.
You know? Knock on wood, you know, one day it's going to happen. I know one day it can happen, but I'm going to try my hardest not to let it happen, right? But, you know, when you got to tap out to something, it's like, damn, you know, like I didn't even get to do work.
Yeah,
that's,
no, I respect
that's well, martial arts for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not a fighter, but I mean, I respect it. Listen, I respect you even getting in the fucking gym and hitting a bag because I'm sitting on the couch eating chips. So I appreciate it. I love watching your fights, brother. I've watched a few of them, and I mean, you're a fighter, and you're a fighter's fighter. And I appreciate that. And you go in there and you do work. And looking at your record, I mean, you're finishing fights in the first, second. You know, you go the distance. You tap. You know, you finish your fight in the 5th. Ryan, you do a great job, brother. Before I let you go, listen, man. When you sign a fight and you heal up and you get back in the cage. Can you come on here and we talk about a fight, or do you want to talk about it afterwards? Whatever. Can I get you back on here to talk?
Anytime, bro.
Cool,
anytime, man.
I appreciate it. Before I let you go, I want you to tell everybody where they can find you: Facebook, Twitter, I don't know, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever y'all got. Whatever you got.
Yeah. You got. If anybody want to follow me, you can hit me up on Twitter at RyanFordMMA. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, Ryan Ford, but I probably got too many Facebook friends, so you're going to just have to follow, brother. And
Start a fan page, man.
Actually, I do got a fan page, Ryan the Real Deal Ford. You can hit up the fan page as well.
There you go, man.
And then other than that, if you see me, come up and talk to me. Don't be shy. I ain't going to bite.
Well, listen, man, you're breaking arms and finishing dudes in the 5th. I ain't coming to talk to you. Trust me when I tell you that. Ryan, listen, brother, you take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon, okay, bud? Heal up.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, man. Ryan Ford, one of the baddest dudes I've ever talked to in my entire life. I mean, dude breaks his arm early in the first. We're going to finish a fight in the fifth. That's a bad motherfucker in my book. Speaking of bad motherfuckers, we got an ad to run. We got to pay some bills here. I mean, we're here on Full Guard Fight Radio. Carl, I think we got some stuff to do.
Let's do it.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio 10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Cast Iron Supplements only carries the strongest, most effective products on the market today. With free shipping in the U.S. and only $10 shipping on out-of-country orders, we stand behind the products we promote. For information on wholesale distribution of our lines, visit castironsupplements.com. Cast Iron Supplements. Strong, rigid, unyielding. Get cast iron strong.
Intimidation right. Clothing and Cast Iron Supplements are going to lead us right into two of the craziest bastards. Listen, I met these guys last week. They were great last week. When I met them, finger quotes met them, they were parked in their car outside of a bar, hammered, just talking, doing their thing. So without further ado, I want to get on Bragg and Jimmy. Bragg and Jimmy, you guys there?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, my man? Is this Bragg or is this Jimmy?
This one is Jimmy. I don't know where Bragg is. Bragg, where you at?
I'm right here, baby.
There he is.
All right, so I got you both on. I got Bragg. Guys, how are you today?
I'm doing amazing, man. I'm having a good time.
So walk me through a week. I got to be honest with you, man. I watched from last week, Saturday, to today, your Twitter followers have, like, you guys just pimp yourselves out on Twitter is kind of what I'm asking you. I mean, you guys are just blowing up all over the place. Is it because you're releasing so many singles and doing your thing, or what do you got going on that you guys are just so – you guys are just hot as hell. What's going on?
Right now, thanks to Polo Ralph Lauren. My bad. Hang on. Let me turn this on mute. Or let me turn this on vibrate. I don't really have anything else to do, man, except work on Bragg and Jimmy. You know, I look for jobs. I fill out applications and everything. But honestly, I mean, what else to do but what I love to do for a living. If that's my living right now, that's what I'm doing, man.
So
I've just been promoting like crazy, man.
All right. So last week, was it yesterday or the day before you guys had a live event?
It was Thursday.
Thursday, so 2 days ago. Tell me, when you guys do a live event, I get this like mental picture in my head. You guys just, you have like this huge following. You get a bunch of hot young ladies up on the stage with you. You got everybody's naked and y'all are just doing your thing. Why don't you one of your events?
It ain't quite like that. Right, welcome to the event.
Not yet. Anyway, however, we will be in the strip club next weekend, I believe.
Maybe next weekend or the weekend after that.
It's either next weekend or the weekend after. But we do have a show at a strip club in Atlanta or around the Atlanta area. It's North Atlanta, Buckhead, I think it's the name of the city. Yeah.
You guys are gonna be just in there spending money. Or you guys are gonna be in there. Now, how do you guys?
No, we'll perform.
How do you do a show in a strip club? You got hoes?
I don't know that yet.
I can explain how we got the show in the strip club in Atlanta. We're currently working with a fellow named Philip Alexander. He is the coolest cat I have ever met in my life. He is from Atlanta. He runs a studio called Lakefront Studios. Y'all can check him out, lakefrontstudios.com. Shout out to you, Phil. Thank you so much. But he is kind of like a band development man. He kind of, and then we were kind of stuck, and that's how we met him. But he is
through his people, through his connections, we have trying to expand to the state of Georgia. What's up? What's up?
All right. So let me ask you. Last week we got our first introduction to Bragg and Jimmy. Last weekend you guys, you know, I'll call a spade. You guys were into the sauce a little bit. You guys were a little intoxicated, and I appreciate
right,
it.
Right, right.
Because
we was at a bar. We're still debating on if we want to go tonight. We don't know yet. We might still go.
Tell me how you guys became Bragg and Jimmy. Walk us through from Tykehood to Bragg and Jimmy.
We ain't got enough time for all that. Hell yeah. Shit.
So how do you guys meet? Where do you guys meet? How do you guys become who you are today?
We met one night. We had a buddy. His name was D-Lo. Shout out to D-Lo. I know he ain't listening, but whatever. He invited us over for a poker game. So, of course, we went over there and played poker, and that's the night I met Jimmy. And ever since then, we just kind of hung out here and there. And then one day, we discovered this thing called freestyling, which, by the way, you need to spit me a freestyle before we get done with this.
Yes.
All right, Carl,
my man, you have got the freestyle.
Yeah, Carl, we're putting you on the spot, man. You put me on the spot last week, so it's your turn, brother.
Listen, Carl, listen, I've been known to do a lot of things in my day, and, you know, freestyle has never been one of them. All right, so you guys play in a poker tournament. You guys get together, and how do you guys decide? Well, you guys are just hanging out at your house one day, and you guys start kicking this.
There you go. Yeah, that's pretty much how it went down.
That's it? You guys just start.
And then one day I was like, why don't we record this, you know? And, we tried recording it, and before we knew it, people were saying we were all right.
I record that all day long. So you guys start putting the stuff up. I mean, you guys just released a song this week, right? On iTunes, is that right?
What we actually released was just a song to the public. It was just one we did for fun, just to let everybody know that, hey, we're still doing music. Because we took a break there to take, we're actually working on something, you know, that we're going to make a mixtape and release it sometime in the near future. But we was doing that song just for the public to say, hey, yo, we still here. And y'all can go download it for free. Y'all will hear it. I guess that's the one we're playing tonight, but y'all hear it. Y'all can download it for free. ReverbNation.com/ Bragg and Jimmy. Or just go to Google and Bragg and Jimmy it.
All right, so if I go to, what is it, Reverb Nation?
Yeah, ReverbNation.com.
Reverb, R-E-V-E-R-B, ReverbNation, NATION.com/ Bragg and Jimmy, no spaces. Bragg has two G's.
Okay, so I think from what Carl has told me throughout the course of today and you know, as we were talking, I think we're going to play the song tonight. Is that correct?
Right,
yeah.
Right. And I might say I'm a little late on the video. I had a technical difficulty, and I had to start over. I was hoping to have the video ready before tonight, but it should be ready hopefully by next Saturday.
Okay.
Next Saturday or Sunday, so.
I know you guys are in touch with Carl often, and he'll get on MMAMadhouse.com and whatever. So, Carl, are you there? Can we get Bragg and Jimmy's? What is the name of the song, guys, that we're going to do tonight?
The name of the song is called My Dream. It's pretty much just talking, you know, it's talking about how, you know, this is, you know, honestly, this is who we are. This is what we do. This is what we're going to do, and nothing's going to stop us. I don't care if we make it or not. By God, we're still having fun, and we're going to do it forever. So that's what the song's about.
I got to be honest with you. We met last week, and, you know, we had a great time last week. I laughed. I listened to our segment last week, and you guys are just living. You guys are living the dream. I mean, you guys are just doing your thing. You guys are partying. You guys are having fun. You're singing. You're rapping. You're putting out videos. I got to be honest. I'm a little jealous, man. I really am. You guys got a great life.
Hey. Hey, next, I think next weekend we're going to have a song for you. It's actually featuring our roommate, so we're going to have him with us on the show, too. So he'll be here. Yeah, we have another roommate. His name is his name's Cody, but he'll go by Snowballs.
And technically we have two roommates because our boy Pinky lives with us, too. So shout out to Pinky and Snowballs for that. And soon we'll have Pinky on the show, too.
They're actually right here beside us. Here, I'll let him give you something.
What up, baby?
Yeah,
Snowballs. What up, baby?
I got to be honest. You guys have some of the baddest-ass nicknames in the world. You got Brag and Jimmy, Pinkies, and Snowballs.
That's it. We also got another buddy up in the house tonight named Ozzy, but his name's Hayden. But yeah, we call him Ozzy and Brains. So we got Pinky and the Brain with us tonight. Yep. Nickname
Brag
City, baby.
Brag and Jimmy, who wants to take us into the song?
I will. I would just like to say, guys, this is one of our newest ones, and we hope y'all enjoy it, and there's a lot more to come. Hell, we've got tons of songs for everyone. And always have free downloads at Reverb, man. ReverbNation.com, BraggingJimmy.com. Y'all check us out, man. My Dream, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all enjoy, please.
My Dream by Bragg and Jimmy. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Coming up, Bragg and Jimmy. What will they do next?
Y'all, it's Bragg and Jimmy, baby.
It's been a long time.
It's been a minute, but we've been staying busy, I promise.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But I got you on this one. Alright. You think you better than this one? Well, you dead wrong. She just said she wanna hear Brag through her headphones. To the top I go, the quest is on. And she be pissed off at a text, she must have read it wrong. Cause I ain't said nothing, and why she always tripping? I'm just being me and trying to make a living. And these days you gotta live it up or just live and learn to crash and burn. Damn, when will these ratchets learn? We ain't got time for them hoes in here. All I need is a cold ass beer. I'm chilling the light so it be cold in here. I'm the DD tonight, but oh no, I can't steer. And I be going in like I'm mining, I'm rhyming. Got the tea and talent, but not the tea and timing. That's why I haven't made it yet. But when I do soon, you're gonna have to face it, bitch. So what if this is my dream? To be what I wanna be. I'm letting go of everything. Time is here, yep, now's the time, so step up. You done put in too much time, I'm telling you, dude. And please excuse my mind, yeah, he's just being rude. Cause we keep on getting used and abused. They said you gotta get to know me, so let me see what I can do. I like to keep my chicks tasty like finger food. I'm tall, part Japanese, and got big shoes. My mind's a little crazy, so all my dance moves. And I will take center stage, any chance I get to. I like to get tweaked up and drink Mountain Dew. And when I say tweaked up, tweak is what I do. And if power is pleasure, if I had the chance to sell my soul to the devil, would I have to take it? Would you do it for a dream? I wanna know what you would do. Let me hear you scream. So what if this is my dream? To be what I wanna be. I'm letting go of everything. And I don't want anything more. What I could be. But if I believe. I gotta get that, it's right in front of me. Don't attempt to slow me down, cause this is what I wanna be. I'm just out here chasing my dream, and that's something that you could never come between. Cause I'm always saying got 'em, so I'm gonna get 'em. They tryna stop me, but they'll never stop this rhythm. I don't know why they wanna change me. They met the man I am today, and I'm gonna stay the same me. Get it through your head that I will never stop. Most people don't like me, sometimes I think I'm a cop. And when I'm on top, she tell me don't stop. And when I get to the top, I bet I don't drop. Now what if this is my dream? To be what I wanna be. I'm letting go of everything. And I don't want anything more than what I could be. But if I believe, will I ever
Dragon Jimmy.
Is it Yeah, baby. What's up, Dragon Jimmy, son?
Fellas, that I gotta be honest with you, man. That was good shit. Now let me ask you this: who decides who's writing? How do you guys kick it? Do you guys jot stuff down? Is that how it works? Or, you know, walk me through that song, because that song was badass. I gotta be honest, man.
Brad, you take over this. You explain it better.
What? Who? What? Now, what's the question?
The question
how
was
do we
very
do it?
Simple, Brad. How do you do
how
it?
Do
you guys
do
sitting
it?
Around? You guys are sitting
okay,
around with Pinky and snowballs or ball sack or whatever. And how do you guys
snowballs?
Snowballs and Pinkies.
Yeah, not balls. Sack.
So you all you guys jot it down, you guys write it down, you guys get in the studio right away.
No, I'll tell you how that song right there got started. I went up to the studio one day and I was just like, man, I'm just gonna do something for the public to hear. So I went up there and I was looking, you know, searching for a beat, found one, and then from then I didn't have anything wrote down or nothing, and somehow that's the first verse, that's just what I thought of right there on the spot. You think you're better than this one? Well, you're dead wrong. She said she wanted to hear Brag through her headphones, and I just went from there. And then after that, Jimmy went up there by himself. He actually thought of the hook right there on the spot, freestyled that hook, I believe.
That was a freestyle, and the only reason I did that is because I wanted to have a kind of just a rough idea of rough draft. I mean, I recorded that one time, I did it, and kept it, you know, and I kind of felt like I needed a kind of a hook to kind of go off of before I started. So that's
and
the
usually,
hook.
Sometimes it can take a few days to do a song, sometimes it can take, you know, a month, man. Because we've got about four or five up there we're working on, you know, right now. We'll just go up there and work on whatever we're feeling. And
so,
like, we'll start a song, you know, have a verse done, and then start another song, have a verse, maybe a hook ready, you know, and then we just kind of swap it up, and then we're almost done with a killer song. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That.
We're working on one that's hot right now, for real. It's going to be.
So,
for sure.
So how many songs do you guys have in your repertoire? If I said, Brag and Jimmy, I need you to perform 200 songs, is that too many? Or if I said, give me 10, is that too little?
Honestly, I can tell you.
Go ahead, Brag.
What? I mean, if I had to guess, I would probably say 45.
45 songs. You guys, so now you guys have like a studio. You guys have somebody working with you. That is down.
No,
you guys just go in.
No, we record ourselves, and I touch it up at the end, put some effects on it, and I just mix and match it to make it sound. Give it the sound it has.
So you guys actually put the beats to your song.
Some beats we own. Some of the beats are actually downloaded through SoundClick.com. So. Some of them we're going to buy. Some of them we're not even going to mess with. We're just going to use them for the public. Like a mixtape.
Yeah.
Just to get people something to listen to, just to let them know, hey, we're here. Yeah, to the true fans, like Miss Anna Fan, if you're listening, I'll give you a shout-out, girl. Anna Fan was the first one that ever made us realize, like, damn, y'all all right, man. Y'all are pretty good. She was, like, one of our number one fans. Shout-out to her. But, like, you know, that's one thing we have to do is, you know, put one out for them.
All right, so let's move on past the music part. I appreciate you guys' music, and I'm looking forward to doing some more songs, you know, weekly here on Full Guard Fight Radio. But I want to talk specifically about the kind of pussy y'all get throughout the week. Because you boys...
Oh, man.
Wow.
There ain't no telling who's listening to this right now, so I don't know if we can talk about that right now. Mama told me, I'm a Southern boy, Mama told me not to kiss and tell.
All right, now here's my question. Are you fellas with ladies, or are we just bragging Jimmy?
I currently am single.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Jimmy. I'm currently single now. As of Monday. So
okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm sure they come and go when you're a rap star like you are.
Well, I mean, honestly, the reason for the breakup is because music is my life, and I spent more time on music than I did with her. And, you know, I love her to death. Hey, Brad, yeah, you can laugh about it, but I do love her to death. Shout out to, you know, shout out to the girl. You know, I won't shout out to on the radio, but
shout out,
I love her to death, man. If I was going to marry somebody, that'd be the girl, but, you know, I spend more time with music than I do with her, and that was the problem.
Brag, tell me about your love life, my friend.
Hell no. I don't mess around with anybody, man. All
right. So you guys
I've been through too much bull, man. Way too much. So I am just focused on music and living, making money, and saving money at that.
Okay. So tell me, what is your next step as far as Bragg and Jimmy? Where you guys are doing a strip club here shortly. How do we get in touch with Bragg and Jimmy if we want to be part of the revolution?
like, what are you asking, man? Like, the next step?
I want to know
like, what are we doing?
What are you guys doing, man?
Once the right person touches us, we're gone. It's over with. Yeah, someone once said, and I quote unquote, if MTV was to ever touch y'all would be golden. And I have a quote for you.
Quoted. So what are you guys doing? So do you guys work? Do you guys go to school? You guys are very elusive to me. You guys are very behind the curtain, if you know what I mean.
I actually work at a place, you know, about 4 miles from my house, but, you know, I work 40 to 50 hours a week, and, you know, I do music in my spare time.
Spare time?
So he pretty much has two jobs. Yeah, it's like working two jobs for real. Yeah.
No shit, huh, man? You guys, I've got to be honest, and I'm not even trying to be funny or nothing. You guys are good, man. You guys do a good job. I mean, for two, how old are you guys? Greg, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Jimmy, how old are you?
Hang on. 26. I turned 27 in August.
So, middle 20 guys. You guys are working, trying to live your life. You guys do a good job, man. I mean, you guys, you know, I got to be honest. I would like to get an exclusive here one of these. Maybe next week, the week after, you guys can cut us something special.
What you mean?
I would like a little Full Guard Fight Radio if we could.
Like the whole thing?
If you guys, I would like a song. You guys do me a song, like an exclusive.
Yeah, man. Hey, give us
Isn't
a couple
that your
of ideas. Give us
Isn't
a couple of ideas. We'll.
With you guys is music.
The what?
Isn't that what we talk about with you guys every week is music?
Right.
All right. So can we get an exclusive just you guys? I don't even care if you guys just turn on the video recorder, the tape recorder, or I don't even know. How do you guys do it any now? How do you guys do it? But can't you just turn it on and play PlayStation and drink some beers and smoke some pot and talk about fucking how bad this radio show is?
A video or a song?
It doesn't matter, my friend. It doesn't matter at all.
Because we're much better at songs than videos.
All right. Yeah, if you guys can give me some beats one of these days, I would love it. I would love it.
I was totally lost till just now. Just now I figured out. I was so confused.
God,
what is going on?
I'm going to make it real simple. I would love you two to do me a song for Full Guard Fight Radio, a custom intro.
How long? About a minute? 30 seconds? What?
About a minute would be good.
Oh, God. You know what I could do in a minute? I could kill it, man.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something.
How about 2 minutes? We'll give Bragg and Jimmy, and you can get all your followers. I don't care. You can get the whole pack. You know, all your friends. You can get Pinkle Toes and whatever his name is over there. Snow.
Twinkle Toes.
You can get them all. You can get them all over there. I don't care. Get them all on there. I love it. Guys, before we let you go tonight, because we're going to get you back on next week, man, I love you. I love Bragg and Jimmy. If you guys are down to do it with me, I'll do it with you every week.
I just got to say, before you let us go, we're not really sure when we're doing that show at the strip club, so if it happens to be Saturday night at the time that the show is, we might have a conflict there. We might have to do a little show and pre-record it, and then you can play it. You know what I'm saying?
My man, here's the thing. You guys do what you do. If we can't get together next week, we'll come back the following week and we'll talk about the week previous. How's that?
Oh, that sounds perfect, man. That sounds perfect.
All right, man. Tell everybody where they can find you, braggandjimmy.com or
braggandjimmy.com. Braggandjimmy.com for our music. You can get to our Reverb page through that, and also on Twitter at braggandjimmy.
I think everybody here follows you over here at MMA Madhouse. I think we all follow you. You guys don't do a lot of stuff on Facebook, is that correct?
We do. We have Facebook, we have SoundClick, we have all kinds of websites, man. We're just
SoundCloud.
Trying to get out there, man. We're trying to get the right person to hear us. That's all we're waiting on. We've
had
good cases and some good help.
One thing to say,
the T in talent is way better than the T in timing, just like I said in that song, and that's why we haven't made it yet. I'm just saying. Look at Soulja Boy. That's all I got to say. Look at Soulja Boy. Shout out to Soulja Boy for your money, because you're lucky.
No.
Shout out for all your money and your connections, because you're lucky, because you don't deserve it, man, I swear. I'll call you out right now, son.
I couldn't agree anymore. I couldn't agree anymore with you. But you guys really, you know what? I'm going to be honest. Keep banging the drum, man. I will put you out here every week. I will let everybody, once a week, we'll put out a new song, man.
We've got tons.
Yeah, man, I'm being honest. Carl and I have talked 100 times about you over the week, and we think you guys are great, man. We think you guys are fun. We think you guys are good. You know, I call you kids because you're like 10 years younger than I am. But you guys are good people, and you know, we'll do our part to get you as noticed as we can. We'll do what we can and whatever. But let me ask you this: do you guys have a Pinterest?
A what? No,
Pinterest.
No, we don't.
Like that Pinterest.
No.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, about my freestyle rap, it's gonna have to wait till next week, but or the week after, whenever we get you guys next. But I will do it. I promise I'll do it. I'll do it.
Yeah,
hey,
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Bragg and Jimmy, thank you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Carl, shout out to you. You are a very, very good radio host, might I say. Because before we came on, I listened to a lot of the show. And shout out to the last two fighters, man. Congratulations to what y'all are doing. If y'all hear us, hopefully y'all will and y'all enjoy it. Never know. We might come out with y'all a fight song. You come out to a little intro to Bragg and Jimmy. We'll be getting it on out long. They're hitting people in and knocking them out. Okay, yo? I'm just kidding, man. But, yeah, man. Good job, man. You do an amazing job, and I like to say, man, you're cunk as fuck, and I love you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You guys be safe over the week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, all right?
All right. Take it easy, brother.
All right, but Bragg and Jimmy right there. I don't care who you are. If you can't like Bragg and Jimmy, you can't like me. They are my boys. They will always be my boys. Carl, I think tonight's over, man. I think... We got a couple minutes left, and
we're actually in overtime. I do have Matthew though. He wants to recap a little bit of his night. What do you say? You got time? You got 10
minutes?
Matthew.
Let's
get him in here.
Wait. Hang on a minute. Matt's talking.
nobody's got time.
What's up, brother? How are you, man?
Man, nobody's got time if I'm talking, apparently.
What's up, my dude?
What's going on, guys, man? I miss you, buddy. I was thinking about you the other night on the show. I forget what the situation, what the conversation was. It was something to do with cardio and weight cut. And I said, you know, I'm gonna speak for Jason since he's not here, but I know he would ask this, and got into a little bit of it with the fighter, just asking him a little bit about their outlook on the importance of cardio and weight cut and doing it properly and stuff like that. But your memory lives on Thursday nights.
All right, I'm all right with that.
But yeah, so
what's good?
Oh, not much, man. Just got back from some good fights. They were local fights. I didn't have to drive too far, which was awesome. But yeah, man, it was a good night of fights. Some heated moments. You know, I just have this. All I had to say, and you know this from any level of MMA, but if you can't finish a fight, don't be pissed off at the judges for the decision that they make. You know,
yes,
judges make
agreed.
Judges make bad decisions from time to time. We all know that. We see it all the time. But if you can't finish the fight, then you're putting the fight in their hands, and you're going to deal with the outcome that they decide. So
yep.
It's unfortunate, although I do think that on this fight tonight, I do think the judges made the right call. I think it was a close fight, but I do think that Jeremy Davis, the guy who did win by decision, I thought he won. He showed lots of great submission work and different submission attempts, and nearly finished in a few of them. You know, the guy held out and he didn't finish him, but I thought that the constant submission work while on the ground is honestly what I thought won him the fight. You know, it's aggression. It may not be a striking aggression, but it's submission aggression. And he, you know, had a couple guillotines, had a couple had a Kimura attempt, one or two of those. You know, just constant attempts and constant trying while they're on the ground. And I thought, you know, it was a good decision. Now the loser, Sean Fields out of American Top Team Cape Coral, his camp wasn't very happy, but you know what, you know, they had the third round was up in the air. Either one could have won the fight, and the third round they kind of just spent hopping and dancing around and didn't really do much. So, you know, they left it to the judges, and the judges made the decision that they saw. So,
yeah,
but,
you can't leave it in the judges' hands. If you're going to leave it in the judges' hands, you got to do everything in your power to finish it. Just plain and simple.
Exactly right. Other than that, though, and it was a good fight. You know, the first two rounds of that fight were phenomenal. The final round was, like I said, you know, they just kind of hopped around, created a couple punches here or there, but nothing significant. But the first fight of the night, man, was a vicious knockout. This dude came in the cage at 345 pounds, and he hit the cage floor at 345 pounds.
What did he weigh in at?
He weighed in at 345.
Holy shit.
And he hit the cage mat face first with probably about twice that much of force. So he got put out with about I want to say it was two lefts and a right, and he just dropped like a tree in the woods, man. It was a vicious knockout. 19 seconds into the fight, unfortunately that was the only knockout of the night. But there was a great array of submission work throughout the night, and the night was capped off by the fact that I got to sport probably the most comfortable shirt I've ever put on. I was finally rocking some Intimidation closing gear, which I've been waiting for, and I've been talking with Luke from Intimidation all week, and he says they'll be there, and sure enough, my gear came today, and I was proud to be out there rocking that Intimidation gear. Got a lot of pictures to post of me hanging out with fighters, some local fighters, a lot of big name local pro guys that were out tonight that are going to be fighting here in 2 weeks at RFC 28, which is going to be a phenomenal event. Yeah, I mean, it was just good night of fights. You know, it's unfortunate that I had to miss out on Invicta 6. I know that the main event was just about to go down or just finished or something, and I didn't get to see any of those fights. But, you know, it's a little bit of hazard pay for being out supporting the local scene, but it's all good.
I got to be honest, I miss you a little bit, bro. I miss talking local stuff, you know what I mean? South Florida stuff. But you guys
yeah.
did a great thing up there in
in Cage Zombie Radio, and you know, I listened week one. I had my earplugs in and ready to listen to week two when I fell asleep. So that was my bad. But
that's okay. I was getting told the other day by Daniel Blevins, the coach out of Gator, that he puts my radio show on to help him go to sleep at night. So my radio show, that was just a couple minutes after I was telling him that he never quits talking, and pretty much when I got him on the show Thursday night, I was probably just going to cut him off and hang up on him. So he said, that's fine. He'll just use my show to go to sleep. So, a lot of stuff going on down here, you know, I'm leaving for New York here in a couple of days, but as soon as I get back, I'm about another fight, and it's just, you know, never stops. But
yeah, look me up, Matt. Honestly, when you get home, look me up. Let's get together, all right?
Yeah, you got it, man.
All right, bud. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, you guys take it easy.
All right, bud.
See you
later, Matt. Matthew Gaither right there.
All right, Mr.
Carl,
London. I am here. I think I'm here.
What's up, man? Those guys make me fucking laugh. Hey, do you know who Diz is from? What is he? MMA Elite.
I know the name. Drawn a bit.
Talk MMA.
Mind,
Talk MMA.
Yeah.
Do you follow him? Does he follow you?
I don't know.
Right. 26 minutes ago, he posted something on Twitter, that music, just stop. And if that has anything to do with Brian and Jimmy, I will fucking light him up. So I want to kind of, before I do it, I want to kind of know if that has anything to do with you and I.
I have no idea. Talk, what did you say his Twitter was?
Talk MMA. If he doesn't like our shit, that's fine, but he'll be a dick. I've never said a word about him, and he's a douchebag through and through. I've been meaning to call him out recently, but I haven't, so.
Yeah, we're taking over just like Greg and Jimmy are going to do, and you know, everybody wants a piece of us.
That is what it is. I got a tweet just out of the blue, a direct message, that was like, "Do a good show tonight. Sounds like fun," is what it said.
All right, on.
So somebody's listening.
Oh yeah, a lot of people are listening. Right now we're in overtime, I guess they're not right now. But. I'm looking at this guy. I do not follow him. He does not follow me. Looks like he's following Invicta pretty heavy tonight, though. So.
Yeah. All right. Because I was going to light him up.
No, do what you need to do. I don't care. It's all good, dude. We got to run, though. Call it a night.
Do we have any listens?
What's that?
Do we have any listens? Do people listen?
No, nobody listens.
No, we suck. Shut up.
Everybody hates us. Well, yeah, man, we're doing well. That's all I can say. We're doing very well. And, yeah, anyways, let's call it a night.
All right, bro.
All right. Till next time, man. Have a good one. Full Guard Fight Radio, we're out of here. If I can find the goddamn, there it is. We make it rock.
people, time to disperse. Party's over.
Y'all, it's Frank and Jimmy, baby. Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It's been a minute, but we've been staying busy, I promise.
Yeah.
But I got you on this. You think you better than this one, well you dead wrong. She just said she wanna hear brag through her headphones. To the top I go, the quest is on. And she be pissed off by the text, she must have read it wrong. Cause I ain't said nothing, and why she always tripping? I'm just being me and trying to make a living. And these days you gotta live it up, or just live and learn to crash and burn. Damn, when will these ratchets learn? We ain't got time for them hoes in here. All I need is a cold ass beer. I'm chilling the light so it be cold in here. I'm the DD tonight, but oh no, I can't steer. And I be going in like I'm mining, I'm rhyming. Got the T in talent, but not the T in timing. That's why I haven't made it yet. But when I do soon, you gonna have to face it, bitch. So what if this is my dream? To be what I wanna be. I'm letting go of everything. Time is here, yep, yep, now's the time, so step up. You done put in too much time, I'm telling you, dude. And please excuse my mind, yeah, he just being rude. Cause we keep on getting used and abused. They said you gotta get to know me, so let me see what I can do. I like to keep my chicks tasty like finger foods. I'm tall, part Japanese, and got big shoes. My mind's a little crazy, so all my dance moves. And I will take center stage any chance I get to. I like to get tweaked up and drink Mountain Dew. And when I say tweaked up, tweak is what I do. And if power is pleasure, if I had the chance to sell my soul to the devil, would I have to take it? Would you do it for a dream? I wanna know what you would do. Let me hear you scream. So what if this is my dream? To be what I wanna be. I'm letting go of everything. And I don't want anything more. What I could be. But if I believe, I gotta get that, it's right in front of me. Don't attempt to slow me down, cause this is what I wanna be. I'm just out here chasing my dream, and that's something that you could never come between. Cause I'm always saying got em, so I'm gonna get them. They trying to stop me, but they'll never stop this rhythm. I don't know why they wanna change me, change me. They met the man I am today, and I'm gonna stay the same me. Get it through your head that I will never stop. Most people don't like me, sometimes I think I'm a cop. And when I'm on top, she tell me don't stop. And when I get to the top, I bet I don't drop. What if this is my dream? To be what I wanna be. I'm letting go of everything. And I don't want anything more than what I could be. But if I believe,
on the beat.